ascending the growth spiral. The alternative to descending the growth spiral is to approach each clutch situation as a value creator. The question then becomes, how can I leverage this opportunity to produce the greatest value for everyone involved? This includes looking deeply at oneself and seeking to bring a better self to every endeavor. This attitude of openness creates an upward spiral of growth that can become inspirational. Let's take the same scenario and talk about how we can ascend in this situation and engage the gears for growth. Change is inevitable. We can either grow through feedback and increased self-awareness, or we'll be forced to change through crises. Unfortunately, most people never change until it's forced upon them. They rock along, set in their ways and defending their positions until calamity hits. That may come in the form of a pink slip, a Dear John letter, or an unwelcome doctor's diagnosis. Whatever the case, change that is forced on us is often seen as a hardship. When change is defined as such, most will attempt to endure the hardship and resist change. However, when we receive feedback as a gift and seek to apply the insights we've learned, we can often make the changes necessary to avert crisis and move toward relational maturity. When we move in the direction of maturity, we're ascending the growth spiral. Like the downward spiral, the upward spiral also has cycles. Let's look at each of these cycles to see how we can get into growth gear and move toward maturity. Spiral 1. Openness. When given feedback, we can either choose to embrace or resist it. Mature individuals grow more mature through the feedback of others. Good feedback allows us to see what may have remained hidden to us. We can then address these blind spots as a part of our overall character development. This feedback may also give us insight as to how to more effectively relate to others. Either way, feedback received well can build a strong relational bridge between two parties. It all begins with a person's willingness to listen intently without becoming defensive. Even if the comment or feedback is not coming from someone with the purest motives or the messenger struggles with the delivery, those who are open can always find a kernel of truth in what is said. This openness creates an atmosphere of honesty and authenticity where issues can be explored for the mutual benefit of those involved. Spiral 2. Honest evaluation. When someone chooses to embrace feedback, it becomes an opportunity to seek and apply new truth. And truth applied leads to transformation. But embracing feedback first requires humility, which allows us to see ourselves honestly without pretense and leads us to greater self-awareness. Humility is an acknowledgement of our humanity, the awareness that we're not perfect and we have no need to present ourselves as being perfect. We all have room to grow. Unfortunately, many people are stunted in their growth because they simply are self-deluded, believing things about themselves that are not true. Rather than embracing change, they resist and they try to present themselves in a flattering light. Self-awareness comes through honest introspection and evaluation. A healthy evaluation of a situation causes us to see ourselves as we truly are and to weigh the options and potential outcomes of our actions.